Well, it's been something of a challenge, as you can probably imagine. At one stage, we weren't sure we could get it on at all. But last year, we went to a virtual festival, but we were determined to do something this year, and we were holding our breath as the, each time the government made a new announcement. But yes, we're absolutely delighted that we've got six concerts in the space of just 4 days. So it's going to be great. One of the things that COVID has meant is that we can't do perhaps the bigger scale events that we would have had in previous years, but we've got what's ended up with a rather intimate environment. So we've got a maximum of 70 people in the church, and those who've been before would know that that's a good deal less than half of what we would have had in previous years. But we've, if I was to pick out some highlights, I think we've got some fabulous classical music, but we've also got a musicals night on Friday the 9th, and we've got the legendary Bill Coleman and a couple of his mates in a jazz evening on Saturday, so Saturday the 10th. Again, if I was to try and pick out what I would look out for on the classical side, if you're not an expert, but you will know that the Eine kleine Notenmusik, Mozart on Sunday evening. You perhaps will recognise the Mozart Oboe Quartet on Thursday evening. Or I tell you what would be fun if you're in and around the village, both Saturday lunchtime and Friday lunchtime, we've got a lunchtime cost of £6. So you can't go too far wrong at £6. Wander over from one of the coffee shops and call in. We've got a bonanza of cello music on Friday lunchtime, just over an hour. Bring your coffee cup with you and you'd enjoy that. Or Saturday lunchtime, we've got some fabulous romantic piano music, where we've got a couple of some fabulous pianists are going to give you something really worth watching and listening to. We're proud of it that we can bring this live music, and we're so lucky. We've got a handful of people who live locally who are passionate about this, but they can invite their friends, and they love coming. It's just one of those that's got a sort of things that's got a great atmosphere, and people really enjoy being part of it. And I think that goes for the audience as well as the performers. So we've got Brooks Griffith, a cellist coming over from the US. He's actually quarantining at the moment. He'll be doing a few gigs in the UK, but starting with us on the 8th and 9th of July. We've got Radu Prasada, pianist from Romania, who's based in this country now, but has been with us for a couple of 2 or 3 years, I think this is now. And we've got locally based stars, like people like Melanie Reinhardt, who are a born in Canada, but have settled in the village, and that's really where the crux, or where this really started. So we're so fortunate to have these people. Recorded music has been fantastic and has helped so many people through the last 18 months, but there's nothing quite like live music. And I would urge anyone who thinks they might just fancy coming along to get a ticket that you can buy them online, or you can go to Welton's in Delicatessen in Great Bowden, and you can pick up a ticket. They are selling fast. I think we may be struggling to get many more people in for the musicals night on Friday, but there are tickets for others. And I'd suggest if anyone fancies it, it is a 70-minute concert. We're not doing an interval because we want to make sure that people don't move around within the church. But so it's 70 minutes. It's a bite-sized introduction or bite-sized. Sit back and just let the music lap over you. I think there's something for everyone, and live music, you can't beat it.